media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Tony Shaver. Good morning, Coach Shaver.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A 1-1 week for your club. I know a disappointing loss for you at home last Thursday against Northeastern, but you bounce back and get a really impressive win on Saturday night down at Elon. Just sort of talk about those two games last week.
That's the CAA, isn't it?
Yeah.
Northeastern at home, you know, really manhandled us, really controlled the basketball game from the beginning to the end. They played as well against us as anybody's played in a long time. They scored I've really forgotten the score, 90-odd points. Made every shot they took. But most impressively was their defensive performance. I mean, they just really controlled the game. The point guard really controlled the game as much as anybody I've seen against us in a long time. And really, you know, this week, never really in the ball game. And they responded really nicely on Saturday with a great win at Elon. I mean, you know, I think we all have to be careful talking about one of the best wins, because every win's a great win in the CAA. But, you know, having lost two home games in a row, which we haven't done in a long time, but and to go down there and beat a really good Elon team that was, I believe, 7-1 in that building, you know, and play with some guys in foul trouble that we can't afford to do, and to pull out a win down there really impressed me. I was really proud of the guys and happy for them.
As you touched on down at Elon, tough place to win, and you guys are down, what, 6 or 8 in the final 6 minutes and closed with that big kick. What was the key in that finishing run?
Well, we got defensive stops. I mean, we led most of the game. I mean, we weren't down all night and had to come back, but they made a great run middle of the second half, and I think with about 7 minutes to play, we were down 8 points, I believe, and really got stops. I'm sure they missed some shots they're capable of making, but, you know, 7 or 8 possessions that we got stops and scored on the other end of most of those. So, you know, our defense was pretty solid all night. And, you know, when we defend, we have a really good chance to win ball games.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Tony Shaver. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Tanya.
Certainly. Dave Johnson of Daily Press, your line's open.
Hey, Tony, how are you?
Good morning, Dave.
I don't even know if this is a fair question to ask, but is there any way
ask it then.
is there any way to explain what's happened with your team in the last week or so with your amazing success on the road, and then you struggled a little bit at home, which is the exact opposite of the way it's been?
Right. I don't know how to explain that. I mean, I think there are theories, there are things we can talk about, but, you know, I mean, I think it's a team that nobody expected a whole lot out of, and all of a sudden we're sitting on top of the league undefeated, and I've said this to you before, but I thought maybe started reading and believing press clippings, and we did not play with the same energy and passion and togetherness in those two games that we have for most of the season. You know, maybe the fact we're home, everything's going to take care of itself, and we went out, I think, believing we deserve to win instead of going out and earning the victory. You know, a lot of lessons to learn during that time. But I think the surprise is that it took place at home. I mean, it's a place we've been really good in the last 4 or 5 years. But I think it's defined our team in a lot of ways. I mean, and it's real simple to me. And I think it's become apparent to our team, if we don't play hard, and we don't really do the little things well, and we don't play together, we're not going to be successful in this league. Now, if we do, we got a chance. You know, our team is not so talented that we're just going to walk out and win. My goodness, not many teams in the league that can do that. So, you know, we learned a lot of lessons from it, and really proud of the resiliency they showed down at Elon. And, you know, it was a great, great night for our club.
Now, of course, you got Towson again. It was amazing. It was only 2 weeks ago you played him, less than 2 weeks ago. What lessons did you learn from that, and you know, what is the team's outlook, especially with some confidence now going into this game?
Well, I guess what we learned is we better man up, or we're gonna get stalked again. You know, we again, much like the Northeastern game, we were out of the. You know, we played well early, but you know, once they got it going, we were never really in the ball game, and we didn't show the toughness, the resiliency to you know, to battle in tough times, which we've shown all year long. I mean, that's been one of the greatest traits of this team. But whether we were home and thought it was all going to be, I don't know. I really can't explain it. But yeah, I think the explanation is you got to play well and play hard every night in this league. But you know, we're going to have to play a lot better than we did to have a chance to win up there. But at the same time, I think we're confident we can go up there and win. You know, our guys. You know, believe they can be successful. They've beaten some really good teams this year, and it's a hard matchup for us. They're so physical. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, we played really well up there last year in a game that slipped away at the end. But, you know, I've said it many times, but I think they're one of the most talented teams in the league. They're one of the most experienced teams in the league, and they seem to love to play against Wayne and Mary. So it's a great task, and 2 nights later, we're down at Wilmington for another game. So it's been a hard schedule for our kids, but we got to play with it.
If I could just sneak one more in, Kyle Birchfield, I've definitely noticed he's a more complete player than he's been in the past, and that Saturday's game seemed to show that with 19 points and 8 rebounds. Have you seen him grow a lot from last year?
Oh, wow. I mean, what growth's been tremendous. And I think you said it well. He's sort of developed from a spot shooter to a guy who's helped us win in a lot of ways. I mean, again, at Elon, I think he had 18 points, but he also had 8 or 9 rebounds. And on 2 or 3 wins this year, late game wins, Connor has made the defensive play to put us in a position to win. I mean, down there, 3-point game, with 1.5 minutes or so to play, and he knocked the ball out of Santa Ana's hand. Justin Pierce dove on it. We got a jump ball. It was our possession. But, again, a simple play, but it was a game-changing play and for Connor defensively. So, you know, physically he's not a big, strong guy that can you know, just play you one-on-one and beat you. But he's grown so many ways, and leadership's gotten better. It's I've said it before, but it's, you know, for a guy who's been a key player for us for 3 years, but played a role he would been glad to exchange for more playing time, you know, for him to stick it out, you know, to get his degree from William and Mary and be a true teammate and see him rewarded for that it's been as neat a thing as I've had in coaching. I'm really proud of it because so many guys today, if they don't get exactly what they want, they're going to go to what they think is a greener pasture. And Kyler's been just the opposite. He's been an inspiration for me. And I hope his teammates.
Thanks, Tony.
Yes, sir.
All right, Tony, thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, Rob. Have a good one.
All right, take care.